welcome back to the program. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside. Lindsay Eversmeyer, the general manager and owner of the Fire and Ice Soccer Club, fresh off their 2-0 victory over the GSI Pride. They played that game on Sunday. They are on their way to Cali to be in the Final Four of the WPSL. You can follow her on Twitter at fire_and_ice_sc. Yes, that is officially the worst handle in all of Twitter.
And now time is up.
Thank you for swinging by. It's good seeing you again. Good luck in San Diego.
I know. Thanks. Appreciate that.
please help our players get out to San Diego so they can compete for the WPSL title and bring another trophy, another soccer trophy, back to St. Louis. Go to GoFundMe.com, and it is help us get to Cali.
That's right. Help us get to the finals in Cali.
That is where you need to go. So any kind of donation, it will be greatly appreciated.
Greatly
appreciated.
More than you know.
Yeah, and you'd be helping out more than what STLFC would be doing. I'm going to be your attack dog for you. You're too damn nice.
No comment.
Yeah, you get fired up during the commercial break, and then you clam up on the air. That's not how this works here, Lindsay. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Well,
supposed to come out here with
too many bleeps, so I'm trying to say.
we got a 10-second delay, so we could have a couple of bleeps, but not too many of them. But, it seems kind of strange that they wouldn't be a little more supportive, though, of your organization, considering that you're both trying to bring, or you both have professional soccer here in St. Louis. And, I mean, it's just you, right? I mean, it's not like you've got, it's just you and your players. That's it.
Yeah.
It's not like you've got an army of corporate support behind you. You've got some, I would imagine.
Some sponsors.
Yeah, but it's not like you've got, you know, AB and, you know, Express Scripts and all these big, all these big Fortune 500 companies behind you.
No, I mean, we're run more like a charity. You know, we fundraise all of our money every year at the beginning of the year. And, that's how we do it. We just want to keep it here. It's a great opportunity for kids, and that's what it's about, right?
Let's talk about the game that you played yesterday, the championship game.
Yes.
Now, you told me that you were playing against a team that has 7 players that are on the U.S. Women's National Juniors team.
Yeah, there's the youth. So there was 7. They range from being on the U-20s, U-23s. One was in the U-20 World Cup, won the World Cup in 2008, which was Lauren Ori. On paper, when you look at it, I was scared, I'll be honest. And then not to mention the coach was Hugh Williams, who was the former FC Kansas City professional team coach. So, we had a lot going against us, to be honest with you.
So when the game was over, what kind of props did he give you? Was he really impressed with, like, how you were as a coach?
Yeah, he was very professional, super nice, to be honest with you. Came over, said, hey, you have a great team. Congratulations, you beat us fair and square. And
he wasn't bitter or anything like that? Like, who the bleep do you think you are?
No, not at all. He was actually really, really nice about it. The whole weekend he was here, he was super nice to me, so I appreciate that.
Then the people who are trying to bring Major League Soccer here to St. Louis, have you tried reaching out to them for any kind of maybe financial support, or do you feel like they should be going out to you just automatically, or?
No, I haven't reached out. I figure, if I want to support something, then I'd reach out myself, to be honest with you.
Sure.
They know I'm there.
Yeah.
I share all their stuff, and so they know we're over here, and I guess I don't ask because I know they have a lot going on with STLFC, and I've never seen anything supportive of women's soccer, so I just kind of do my own thing.
Even though
they've
said that they want to bring women's soccer to St. Louis,
well,
and here you are with the team here in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, they said
like, hey,
the
here
MLS,
we are.
The MLS team, they said, would help pave the way for a women's NWSL team, which, okay, I understand it could pave, but it also that could be a starting point for you as well because it's way cheaper. You don't have to build a stadium. They could play back-to-back with the USL Pro team that's already here, and it's just another good opportunity. So, but if you want to do it, you do it. That's me. I wanted to support women's soccer, and so I just did it.
So right now, what's the best way that you guys raise funds? Is it basically, it sounds like I'm making a joke, but, is it as simple as, barbecues, bake sales, car washes, kind of like the stuff that you see like youth groups do? Is it something along those lines? Or
okay, we have an indoor tournament over the winter. We do camps. We sell sponsorship packages. I go out and I find a lot of money. Then, of course, you know, I personally put a big chunk of my paycheck, all my coaching paycheck, towards Fire and Ice. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's just, it's us just kind of getting support from the people who have been supportive all along. And each year we kind of just add, you know, more and more to it.
Now, because you're the head coach, you're mm-hmm. also the general manager, and mm-hmm. you're the owner.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine you have not made one red cent off this team, have you?
No, I've actually, lost a lot. I wouldn't call it lost. I don't want to say lost because I feel like there is, I did do something good, you know, and I
sure,
am providing
go.
Some. So I don't feel like I'm losing money, but I don't make money, no.
Okay.
No. This would be great. Who makes money coaching? Not many people.
Well, I mean, not many people when they own the team as well, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know who you should hook up with or who you should reach out to is Kalia Collier, who owns the St. Louis Surge. That is the women's professional basketball team in St. Louis. And, yeah, I mean,
you know, the Slam just won, too.
Yeah, the Slam.
The football team.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I think it was over the weekend as well,
mm-hmm.
wasn't
yep.
it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the St. Louis Surge, I've had Kalia Collier on my show before, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about someone who's going to make you feel like a giant, you know, failure. That's her, considering that she's under 30 and she owns the team.
Right.
Yeah, she played on the team. She's kind of like, you know what? I kind of like this team. I think I'm going to own it. Went to the owner's office, you know, went into the owner's office and said, I want to buy the team. I'm going to make you an offer. And he sold the team to her, and she's got, like, MasterCard sponsors her team.
Dang.
I mean, she's got some big corporate dollars for her. And like I said, this girl's, she's like girl, but she's 28 years old. It's
That's
like,
awesome.
I mean, how are you doing this
Hook
exactly?
Hook it up. Hook it up. Who you know.
Yeah. Like,
who you know, girl.
Well, why are you so together and I'm not, where I'm, you know, significantly older than what you are?
But so significantly? Maybe hold up.
Well, I'm significantly older than what she is.
Oh, you.
Yeah, me. No, we're not going to talk about how young you are.
I've been at 25 for like 12 years, okay?
So. I am clearly the oldest person here in the studio by a good 10, 15, 20 years.
No. Really?
Well, 15 maybe, yeah,
okay.
Not 20.
Okay.
No, I just turned 40 back in January, so.
I turned 40 in 2 years. What are you talking about? I'm 38.
Okay, so yeah, I am the oldest person here in the studio. Yeah. No, Rocchio gets mad at me whenever I date myself, whenever I explain something. He's like, you know, we don't make fun of how old you are until you tell on yourself.
Yeah, I don't make fun of you for dating yourself. I say you do this to yourself.
That's true, I do.
He gets angry when he mentions stuff, and then me and Giamatti have a smile on our face because he'll be like, well, this first time I did this one thing back in 1992, and me and Giamatti,
they just stare at each other,
get this wry smile on our faces because we can't hold back making.
And I was
that was the year I was born.
Well,
I was 1 year old.
I was
and
thinking,
so he dates all these stories, and I'm like, this is only your own fault, man. This is not my deal. If I was doing that, I would be doing things like, man, back in 1992 when I was learning how to walk, man, I tell you what.
Well, 1992, I was a freshman in high school. It's not like I was.
I just learned how to hold my head up at that point.
Big year for Giamatti.
Big year.
He was six.
It was a big year.
That was a big year for Giamatti. I learned to hold my head up. I was 5 years old. It's kind of funny that you bring that up, though, Rocchio, because I heard the commercial that we're airing for Guns N' Roses at the Edward Jones Dome. And I remember, like, when Guns N' Roses came out, like, that was the world's most dangerous band. Like, they're on TV cursing, drunk, and all this other different stuff, and now they got, like, corporate sponsorship for their concerts. It's kind of crazy when you think about what's going on. And then you see someone like Ice Cube. I was watching the game on Saturday, and he's, running the Big Three Basketball League with our friend Amy Trask. And who would have thought that, you know, Ice Cube straight out of Compton would be doing something like that? So it's crazy how the world evolves. I guess Snoop Dogg, who was on trial for murder, and now he's doing a cooking show with Martha Stewart.
I know. They're like besties.
I think they're an item. I think they're totally doing
well,
it.
Well, I'm not gonna say what he does, but she definitely bakes for him.
Oh, I bet you she. I bet you Martha Stewart gets down like that.
Yeah, he bakes, she bakes, all the same.
They probably wake and bake. after their night of passionate coitus, they do. They wake and bake in the
gross.
Morning.
Hey, everybody looks the same in the dark.
Clip that off, Giamatti. We're gonna have to start
That's
using that one.
Every, clip. That's yeah. a second clip.
Everyone looks the same in the dark. So who is your opponent going to be in San Diego for game one? Do you know who the opponent is going to be?
Yes. So the semifinal on Saturday at 6 o'clock, we're playing the San Diego Sea Lions, who are the hosts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And where, like, obviously we can't make it out to San Diego. Where can we watch the game, or where can we hear it?
You know, I'm not quite sure if they're live streaming or not. They haven't sent us that information yet, but hopefully they are. I would think they would be.
I would think they would be, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It will be up on our Twitter or our Facebook as soon as we get it.
I would imagine on the WPSL website, too.
Yeah.
There's probably a way that you can watch it there. Okay. I mean, and that's the way that it's kind of funny. That's the way everybody's kind of going right now, is watching everything online. I mean, the NFL shows games on Twitter and YouTube. And
why sit in the heat?
Well, San Diego shouldn't be too hot, though.
Well, no, but, you know, we live streamed our home games this year.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to watch the game this weekend. Keep an eye out for the Fire and Ice SC. Follow her on Twitter at fire_and_ice_SC. We're going to start working on that. Let's take a commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about how Conor McGregor is the best bleep talker on the face of the earth. No one is even close. I think I'm even going to put him past Muhammad Ali. That's how good of a bleep talker Conor McGregor has become. He has said it. He's taken it to a whole other level, Rocchio. I see you shaking your head, but I think he has. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.